What's good, baby? It's your boy Kai Boogie, and you know that I sweat, and I am back with another banger, baby. I am back, and I have a special guest. And first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for coming out and giving me the time of your day to speak on my podcast. So I'll let him introduce himself. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
So I'm Nico Coleman. I play football at the University of Albany. It's a FCS Division I football school. I've known Kai since I was probably in eighth grade. I started off in high school with him. He was kind of the first person that taught me how to really train. Like when I was 13 years old, 14 years old, you don't really know how to lift weights and how to really get right in a team environment. And he was one of the few people part of that team that kind of like brought me in and was like, this is what you got to do. You got to do this every day. And not only am I going to tell you, I'm going to show you, I'm going to do it with you. And that was a huge thing that taught me, because in high school, I wasn't the best teammate. I was very individual. Like I was a very big individual when it came to that stuff. And Kai was the one that kind of showed me how to conform to a team environment. I love telling this story all the time because it was when I was first got moved up to varsity as a sophomore. It was what I wanted to do the whole year. It's what I worked for the whole summer. He kind of took me under his wing and helped me grow to that point. And when I finally got my shot, he kind of put me in my place for not having my helmet on running on the field. So when you didn't have your helmet on the field, you ran on the field without your helmet on, you had to do 10 push-ups.
Yes, sir.
So I wasn't, like I said, I didn't like conforming to rules very much when I was that young. So I ran on the field without my helmet on. I maybe would have been maybe a half a step. But just the fact that he was paying attention to it in front of the whole team made me yelled at me probably 3-4 times to do it. And I was trying to refuse as much as I could and trying to look around to see if anybody would be like, all right, yo, relax, Kai. But no, like I went down and did them push-ups, and that first showed me how to really be a teammate and really how to talk to people. His big thing was about being respected by your peers, not necessarily to be liked and not look to be liked by everybody, but just to be respected and know your grind and know your hustle, what you're doing every day.
And the crazy thing is I never looked at it and thought like, oh, maybe this will make him do this in the future or become successful. I was just doing it because I knew that he had more talent than most people and I wanted to help him. And there's many ways you can go about helping people, whether you yell at him, whether you sit him down and talk to him. But I knew that the way I could get to him is I had to be aggressive with him because he was stubborn as hell. He didn't want to listen, but he was talented, and I knew he was very talented. And he would talk shit. I'd give him the shit talking back. But at that day, when he walked over, my biggest thing was respect. And you didn't have to like me. I didn't give a fuck if you liked me. But you were going to respect me. And he walked just a tiny step. I think it's the front of his cleat touched the line. And my biggest thing was, when you come onto this field, or once you pass that line, it was a line that we had. Once you pass that line, if you don't have your helmet on, you're not ready. The point of us being out here is to be ready at all times. So when we play in the game, we don't have to be ready. We're already ready. So he walked over the line, and I walk up to him, and I was like, yo, get down and do push-ups, bro. You don't have your helmet on. He goes, no. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I yelled at him like, bro, get down and do the push-ups. No one helped him, and then I yelled at him again, and he eventually got down. And till this day, he remembers that situation, and it's crazy to think that it influenced him and taught him something. And he went from Hudson Valley playing football all the way to UAlbany playing Division I, and that's motivation in itself. Most people say they're going to go to Hudson Valley. They go to Hudson Valley, get lost in the sauce. And this isn't everyone. This isn't everyone, but a few of the people I've seen, they go to Hudson Valley, they get lost in the sauce, and there's no going to the next level or playing football. They just stop. And one thing with him, I would always shit on him, tell him he's not going Division I, but it wasn't being harsh. It was me just fucking with him because I knew, I still know he's talented. Talented as ever.
Yeah, I never took it as hate, no matter what.
Talented as ever. Yeah. Like, I talk shit. Everyone knows I talk shit. That's how I've always been. But if you get the good side of me and you really get to know me, you know, it doesn't, what's known doesn't have to be spoken on. But fucking, just to see him not succumb to walking out of school and saying, I'm done with this shit. He pushed through and he got a scholarship. You're on full scholarship, right?
Yeah.
Full scholarship from Hudson Valley all the way to UAlbany. Full scholarship, starting center at UAlbany. So it's like, this goes to show you that I'm reading a book called Mastery by Robert Greene, and it's unbelievable, unbelievable. And being a master at something is so simple, so, so simple. And he's a perfect example of it. It's being persistent. Being persistent and consistent at one thing makes you a master. Any great person that you see, they're consistent. That's all it takes. Being consistent. Consistent.
Going in every day and just doing what you gotta
do. Doing what you have to do. And having love for what you're doing.
Yeah.
And doing it at your full.
Nobody's a master, son, if they don't love it. That's what, There's never been a person that was a master, son, a master welder, master, you know, artist.
Anything.
And they didn't like it.
And they didn't like it. So, him and this, Nico in this book really relates, and this is why I had to get him on this podcast, because it's crazy. Him being persistent. He could have said, fuck this. I'm not going to play at Hudson Valley, because most people that know Hudson Valley, they look at it like, oh, it's Hudson Valley.
But it's Harvard on the Hudson.
Yes. Like, they don't look at it like, oh, shit, this could be my ticket out. Man, or I could use this.
I got laughed at every day for it. It's like people in high school that didn't know, like, they just, whatever happened. It was kind of like, that was how I first learned how to kind of like block out everybody, was because if you go to Hudson Valley, if it's just for academics, people look down upon you. There's so many people that, you know, could go to a 4-year school and then transfer back to Hudson Valley. But if you went to Hudson Valley right out of high school, it was always like, you always got looked down upon, because you weren't, it's like you didn't accomplish nothing. Not yet you're saving money, not you're making a smarter decision. It's like, I knew I could pay my own college, play sports, and have the opportunity to get a scholarship. But no matter what, you know, everyone's going to clown you no matter what.
Everyone has their outlook on things, and that's the shitty part about it. And what makes you different is you took all of that and pushed it to the side and said, you know what? I know what I want to do. Fuck how everyone else feels. I'm going to be consistent with this football thing and give my love, and every chance I get, I'm going to bust my ass.
Absolutely.
And look where it got you. My boy's in a full scholarship at UAlbany. That's Division I. Like, there's no higher in college. It's Division I, Division II, Division III, and then I think it's like the NAIA and all that extra other shit. But, like, that in itself is just a blessing, and it's beautiful. Because, like, he didn't have to keep going. He could have gave up easy, stopped, said, I don't want to do this shit. I'm just going to chill. No, he stayed consistent, and my boy is playing Division I football. Division I football. I have a question for you. What was your mindset going through these trials and tribulations?
I mean, a lot of it, I mean, it sounds corny, but a lot of it had to do with my little brother. My little brother's 3 years old, so he...
That doesn't sound corny. We're not... does not sound corny by any means.
I attribute, like, a lot of my, like, work ethic to him, because I want to be the role model that I wish I had when I was a kid, like, growing up. I wish I had somebody that... Like, my dad would always try to teach me, you know, the right way, because the way he grew up, he was a talented athlete. He played with like some of the best people to ever come out of this area. Chad, Chucky Dukes, Gamble, all of them, like, played with all of them in high school, and all of them will still say, like, this dude is one of the best athletes we ever knew. Like, to this day, Chuck Dukes will say he honestly probably could have beat me in a race. Mm-hmm. And I've clowned him for that before, because they won't admit, they'll it'll be like, what, he said he could beat you in a race, they'd be like, maybe. And this is like, these are top athletes, NFL players, that will attest to this. So he never got to accomplish any of that, because he let his mouth get in the way of, you know, and he was an individual player. It's just like, he felt like he was above the team. And it's like, I want to be that role model for my little brother, because I wasn't that person growing up. Like, I was who my dad was, but I realized at a point, like, there's a bigger thing than just me. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly what I was talking about. That one thing you said to me made me kind of realize that, like, I can be the best player in the world, but if I'm not part of a team, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything for anybody. But like, but you're gonna just push everybody away. You're not gonna be the best player you can be because you're focused too much on yourself, not the bigger picture. And when you realize the life is a bigger picture, there's never
more
like
than us, just us. There's more than us.
There's more than that. There's more to like you saying one thing affected my path in life. You saying one thing could affect my whole entire life. Then you wouldn't even know it until, but when you have somebody you can look up to and be like, well, he wasn't the best person, but he got himself together and he became something of himself. And when he never really knew anybody that really, because nobody in my family other than my uncle really like has been, well, I mean, they've all been successful in their own right, but like athletically, my uncle's an Olympic powerlifter. Like we have a whole slew of athletes in our family. But he's the only one that ever really made it.
Took it.
As an athlete. Like, everybody's athletic. Everybody had talent. But talent does nothing for you. Like, the saying talent, what, your potential haunts you when, what's that saying? Something like, your potential haunts you when you're destined for greatness. Like, your potential only does so much.
Yeah, it's what you.
The worst thing to hear in the world is, he has potential.
That is,
or he's talented. Because if you have potential and you're talented, that means you ain't done nothing yet.
Yeah, you gotta.
You haven't done a thing yet if people still say you have potential.
And it's crazy because we meet back up, what, how many years after high school?
You at Chipotle.
And before this, I wasn't mature. Neither one of us were mature. And we would go back and forth. And it's just crazy to see how far we both have come. I'm very proud of this man because he's whooping ass. He's busting ass. He's putting in that work. You had practice this morning, right?
Yeah. We had training this morning.
And he's not playing games, man. Be on the lookout for him. I'm definitely going to go check out a few of his games. And lastly, I want to say thank you, man, for coming out. I appreciate you for giving me the time of your day, bro. It means a lot. And it's also motivational, and I hope that a lot of people take something from your experience that you've had with life. You've fought, and it's paying off, and you're still fighting. Yeah. And the big picture is the NFL or somewhere that someone's paying you. It doesn't even matter.
I wouldn't care where it
you've
was.
You've been through the struggle, so even if you have to start at the bottom, working your way to the NFL, bro, you know, being consistent. Is what gets you where you need to be.
And that was a big thing, is like there's always something better. Like there's never really, a thing I learned, like especially going to Hudson Valley, is like being complacent with what you do, because there's always somebody that's accomplishing more. There's always a better
in
step.
The same like, place.
I play Division I, but I play Division I AA. Then I could go say to Buffalo's in the same state. They're a tier above us, but we've beaten them before. And then above Buffalo, you got the Power 5 conferences, you got Alabama, Clemson, all them. So there's always a step more that you can do, and there's never really like, okay, I started all 11 games, but I wasn't all conference. Even if I was all conference, I wasn't an All-American. Even if I wasn't an All-American, why am I not a first-round draft pick? Like, it's like kind of like there's never a point where you can be complacent. That kind of taught me, like, the biggest thing about life in general is, like, no matter what you do, there's always more.
There's always more.
There's always more you can
and
do.
And how you get to that more is being consistent.
Absolutely.
So, thank you. It's your boy Kai Booger. You know that I sweat. This is a banger. And we are out of here, man. Remember, if you wake up, check that off your list and be great. Have a good one, man. Enjoy, baby. You heard. You know that I sweat. Oh.